L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
We were talking earlier about her testimony, how she came across. I'm going to play a clip here of some of her testimony. And on the other side, let's discuss what we both see here. Let's take a look.
But on this day, you weren't concerned about him coming over?
No, I knew he was coming.
Okay. And when he came over, your mother and Emerson went to the park.
I believe they were headed there. I'm not sure. I think they were down the driveway or on the sidewalk, something like that. They were on their way there.
You weren't so afraid that you wanted your mother to stay there and watch?
No, we were just packing to move.
Okay, so you weren't afraid?
I definitely didn't expect this to happen.
So it was up to you that your mother left?
Yeah, at that time.
Okay. So if I heard you right during your direct, you said he bumped your shoulder twice. Body check, I don't know if that's what you called it. He walked into you with a box. Right?
Yes.
And then at the end, you say he slapped you?
He hit me. I wouldn't know how to classify it. He struck me, he hit me.
Was his hand open or closed?
I don't remember.
Okay. And because of those things, you claim that you thought he was going to kill you.
He had never hit me before.
Okay. And you thought he was going to kill you.
He wouldn't let me leave. I tried to leave. He stopped me.
The question is, you thought he was going to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were in the bedroom, you decided to get your firearm. And it was where?
It was in a storage bin. On top of the laundry basket.
Okay. So I'm going to show you State's Exhibit 52. If you could turn around and look at that. Where was your firearm?
It was in the bin on top of the basket.
Here?
That's the basket.
The laundry basket. Where was the bin?
It's that right on top.
Okay. So it was in here?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would you have a firearm in there?
I had just emptied all the furniture and everything out of my room, and it was kind of like what was left from my drawers, and so it got put into a bin.
Okay. And that was not your only firearm in that room, correct?
Correct.
You had a firearm in the closet.
My carry gun was in my backpack, which was my purse at the time.
So in this room, with a mattress and a broom and a hamper, you had two firearms?
Yes.
So you go into the room and you grab your firearm. Is it in a holster?
I don't remember.
Okay. And you claim that Doug does what?
He came and slammed the door open. He was standing in the doorway. He said, "You're fucking done."
He said, "You're fucking done." And that made you fear for your life.
Yeah.
What did you get out of all of that?
It's all over the place to me.
Yeah.
She definitely believes a lot of what she's saying. She doesn't come across as a very deep, reflective thinker on certain topics. Certain things. I mean, she knew the firearm, where it was. Why was the firearm loaded in the house for someone who typically doesn't use it that frequently? I was curious about why she actually has a carry firearm. Did she constantly feel her life was at threat for someone that young? And also, how could she not know if it was in a holster or not? I mean, it, to me, is like, either have a holster or you don't have a holster. And when you keep a firearm at home, you either know it's in it or not in it.
Yeah.
So to me, that there was not a lot of deep thinking, not a lot of credibility with some of the things she's, in other words, the things that she should know, she didn't seem to know, but she seemed believable at points. It seemed a little contrived at other points. I mean, to me, it kind of seemed all over, which, so saying what I said, the way I said it, it, there's a lack of congruency,
yeah,
of behavior. Lack of congruency, whether she's truthful or not, does not come across as very truthful and trustworthy.
I agree. It feels to me like she went down this path. I'm going to guess it was impulsive. I don't really think that she was necessarily sitting there planning to kill him. I think she went to an extreme that one day. I don't know if she truly believed her life was in danger. Maybe she did. I mean, considering the way Doug had spoken before and what he talked and the way he was acting, you know, if you are an overreactor, if you're an impulsive person, I can see how one could perceive that. It may not be reality, but a personality like that, perceiving that. But the fact that she's gone down this road so far, she has no choice but to keep going down this road, and she's going to throw everything she can at it. Every over-the-top acting that she can, because this is her journey. There's no turning back. And I think that's what sunk her more than anything, is if she had just been a little more authentic and not... I think there was times here where there didn't need to be extra tears, where there didn't, because there really were no physical tears, which was noted. But the over-the-top of going from... very just, I can't speak to, oh yeah, that was over there. That's not, yeah, how emotions work. Like it's very, it's telling.
I know. And at the same time, you know, the part that keeps tugging me back also on this though, is those are, you know, the inconsistencies, the incongruencies can also be from trauma triggered responses, yeah, as, yeah, well. So you see how it kind of tugs you all over the place, and what do you do with it? So yeah, and that's why, when you're left at the end of the day, when you're being tugged all over the place as a juror, as someone like us analyzing, is, well, what was the end result? The end, yeah, result was someone lost their life at your hands. And so I think that's why we don't have a murder conviction. We have a, yeah, manslaughter conviction, because it was all, she was just, yeah, all over the place. And I think I think everything we're saying is accurate. I, yeah, think it's a little bit of it all. And which makes it very muddled, which makes it, like we've seen with this case, it's been very confusing, because I still do not think she's a deep reflective thinker on a lot of things. That's why even the, I don't, like you had said, Tony, I don't think there's a premeditation in here, but that's not to say that it's not been planted in the back of her head as a solution.
Yeah.
There's a whole difference here, you know. So when we get into high stress moments and we hit fight or flight, the things that we react to and how we react to them will go to things that might be in the back of our brain.
Yeah.
You know, so somewhere another, in other words, when you are confronted with stress, you're going to problem solve through that stress with the only things that you've thought of before, because contemplating and cognating thoughtfully in the moment isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You're reacting to the stress of that moment. As she said, she kind of said she feared for her life-ish.
Yeah.
And she was fearful. It's another way, is a good way to say it. She was fearful. She hit fight or flight is what it sounded like in that moment. Yeah. For some reason, Her solution to fight or flight was not to hide, was not to run. He hit her for the first time, she said, which I'll believe.
Sure.
And her solution was to shoot him.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
That was put into her brain somewhere as a solution that was either talked about, discussed, she saw it. And that's why I keep going back to the mother. That just doesn't pop into someone's brain.
Yes. Well, and my other question is, too, she has a little girl that's running around this house. Why do you have a loaded firearm sitting in a laundry basket in your bedroom? Like, perfect place for a child to... Kids like laundry baskets. They just do. I don't know why, but they do. When I was a kid, it was a laundry basket. And you have a fucking 45 in it? Loaded?
It's such a good point, Tony, because so this is a loaded firearm with most likely around in the chamber.
Yeah.
So... let's draw upon what we witnessed from the Donald Trump assassination attempt.
Yeah.
What we saw from, you know, the highly criticized Secret Service personnel that jumped on Donald J. Trump to protect him in the few moments after that, where they now are escorting him to the car. Many people have been jumping on one of the female Secret Service agents that had a hard time reholstering her gun.
Mm-hmm.
The reason behaviorally she was having a hard time reholstering her gun in that moment because she was in fight or flight. When we're in fight or flight, our dexterity flees. That's why we rely on training to react and do the things in those moments through those repetitions that we have, those life reps, because we will revert to life reps. Cops that are first time doing a car stop that see something that goes awry, they're gonna freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Cops that have seen something on a car stop for 100 or 200 times are going to do something completely different because they have exposure, because they have reps, because they have practiced in this. Mm-hmm. And so to that point, what I'm saying here is that this gun, in my estimation, had to have been loaded with a round in the chamber.
Yeah.
Because I do not think in a fight or flight situation, as she's describing, she would have had the dexterity, the thoughtful wherewithal to take a magazine that obviously must have been loaded into gun, and then racked the gun so there's a round in the chamber, and then fired. So this gun was sitting in the house, like you said, easy access with a round in the chamber.
With a small child wandering around. With a
small child at home.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, to take the murderer out of it, it's like, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, especially these people were into firearms. It wasn't like, oh, let's go get a gun and we have no idea what we're doing with this thing. They were like big into firearms, both of them. And I think it says a lot, too. I mean, again, we go back to look at the pattern here. They got married within 13 days. She's always carrying around a firearm. I mean, there's talk of Doug's cousin the first time they met at a political event. She pulls a gun out of her bra. These are people who, there's a level of paranoia here, I think, as well.
I didn't mean to interrupt you on that one. So here I am, I'm retired FBI.
Yeah.
I am actually legally able to carry, because I maintain my firearms proficiency, I go for my qualification once a year, I can carry a firearm concealed anywhere in this country mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
You know how often I do that?
Not a lot?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Extremely rarely, because... why?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's for a large part. I mean, it depends on where I'm going, what I'm doing. I always assess situations, who I'm with, you know, and those kind of things. But by and large, why? And, you know, I've been authorized to carry a firearm for a large part of my life. Mm-hmm. I've never had to draw it on a human being. Mm-hmm. It's very rare. It's not all that frequently that people do it. Yet, for some reason, she felt so compelled that she had to have one, not just have one on her, but with a round in the chamber in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to do that, the level of safety and proficiency you need to feel safe and secure in your house, as well as the other people that are coming in your house, has to be really, really high.
Yeah.
I mean, even in my own house with my kids, when, you know, I had to have firearms at home.
Mm-hmm.
I train my children as soon as they are aware enough of that, what daddy did, mm-hmm. about what to do when you're around a firearm, what you do if you ever saw one in anyone else's house or our house, who to go to, what to do, what not to do. I mean, it was relentless on safety protocols. And I never, ever kept one with a round in a chamber in the house, ever.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's not hard. If you need to get it one in, you can throw the clip in and pull it back and you're good. To have it right there the way that she did, really, you can just pull the trigger and it goes off. That's nuts with a small child right there.
Well, it's dangerous, and now we saw the result of it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.